And time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the fifth day of March for 2021. Well, topping the news today, a quick-moving winter storm will bring some widespread snow to the Sierra Nevada tonight through Saturday morning. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Sierras above 5,000 feet from 10 p.m. tonight to 10 a.m. tomorrow. Now, the snow may become heavy for a time from late tonight into early Saturday morning. The majority of the snow accumulation is expected above 5,000 feet, but snow levels will be falling on Saturday morning with some possible light accumulations down to 3,500 feet. The total snow accumulations above the 5,500-foot elevation will range from 3 to 11 inches. Now, if you have mountain travel plans during the time of this advisory, be prepared for chain controls and winter driving conditions.
Well, the on-again, off-again high school sports season handed a big victory. A group suing the state announced yesterday in San Diego it reached a deal with the state that will allow all indoor and outdoor sports throughout California. Now, San Diego-based attorney Stephen Grieving, who represents two high school football players, won a pair of lawsuits against the state fighting for prep sports to reopen. The new guidelines let kids play under safe guidelines and protocols, though the decision still falls to county health departments and to school districts. Each player will be allowed to invite up to four immediate family members to these sporting events. The guidelines will be released shortly. Now, prep boys and girls basketball, volleyball, and wrestling could all play this spring as well. Now, the group suing the state argued and won their case in district court, arguing that the state was violating due process guaranteed by the Constitution. Now, under the new deal, sports would be allowed to resume in counties with fewer than 14 coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents. Amador County, well below the case rate levels. Now, the California Interscholastic Federation, which oversees high school sports, still has to review the updated guidelines and announce specifics of its own.
And Caltrans reminds us they will be working on Highway 88 from Highway 49 to Pitt Street here in Amador County, starting at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening and continuing nightly from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. through Thursday. Motorists expect up to 10-minute delays. They will be working on curb, gutter, and sidewalk work. Again, up to 10-minute delays in both east and westbound directions.
And the Amador Resource Conservation District, ARCD, hosting a community chipping day today and tomorrow. That will be held at Howard Park in Ione. Landowners will be able to bring vegetation materials cleared from their own property to the chipping days. A licensed contractor and industrial chipper will be on site. Chipping will be provided at no cost to county residents on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, the contractor will do the chipping for you, folks. You don't have to chip the material yourself. ARCD has received grant funds to provide the chipping service for neighbors and individual homeowners in the county who are willing to work to make their property fire safe. For more information, contact Vincent with ARCD at 214-9727. Again, the event will be held today and tomorrow at Howard Park in Ione. More dates scheduled throughout the month.
And the El Dorado County Fair and Event Center will host three swap meet flea markets at the fairgrounds this spring. And this coming Saturday is the first. Shoppers will find a wide variety of steals and deals ranging from antiques, new items, crafts, collectibles, and gently used items. The swap meets will be held from 9 to 1, and if it's raining, they'll set up in the Vicini Family Pavilions. Now, admission and parking is free. Fairgrounds located on Placerville Drive in Placerville. You should enter the gate on Armory Road. Visit eldoradocountyfair.org. for details.
And Cal Fire conducting a prescribed burn in Calaveras County today. Smoke will be visible north of Willsieville near Winton Road and West Point. The burn is scheduled to reduce forest fuels in strategic locations within the project area. The burn will take place between 10 and 6 today, weather permitting. Now, additional burns are planned in the area throughout the year into the spring and winter, depending on fuel and weather conditions. Now, smoke from the fire may be visible along 26 and in Amador County. CAL FIRE asked the public not report the fire as a wildland fire. They also ask that people stay clear of the area if possible.
And kids, age 5 to 11, time to have fun, both boys and girls, with Cub Scouting. There's a Cub Scout Roundup going on today through Friday, March 19th. If you like to go camping, hiking, you want to learn about first aid and other cool things to do in and around Amador County, this is it. Learn and practice values of good character, citizenship, and fitness, all while having fun. Now, again, this is open to boys and girls, ages 5 through 11. Now, text 209-304-2371 or go to beascout.org for more information. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.